Good morning. My name is Dean Suzuki, and I wanted to welcome you to this week's MTC Studio broadcast. Today, we're excited to talk about how we can help you secure your mobile devices with Office 365. But before we jump into that, one of the most exciting releases that we had this week is Windows 10 released. And what do you see here? The start screen is back with the touch of our modern UI. But we're going to have a session on Windows 10 in the future, but I just thought I'd announce that. So, before we jump into today's show, a couple things. If you have any questions throughout the show, there's a Q&A manager off to the right-hand side of the screen. Please feel free to ask any questions, and we'll be monitoring that Q&A channel throughout the show. In fact, before we kick off, I want to ask a question of everybody online right now. There's two basic strategies that we're seeing in our corporate customers with regard to mobile devices. One, our customers are allowing their employees to bring their own device, BYOD, or two, they're issuing corporate issued devices to their employees. So if your company is a BYOD strategy, can you type in BYOD into the Q&A manager? Or is your company following more of a corporate issued policy where your employees can pick a mobile device and they're being issued a mobile device? I just was curious, before we start, if you could answer that. So with that, I want to bring online our featured guest today, my colleague, Brendan Newell, who's from our Detroit MTC. Brendan, welcome. Are you there? Hey, Brendan, how are you doing today?
My name is Brendan Newell, and I am the technical architect in the Detroit MTC, and I focus on security and management technologies.
Well, thanks, Brendan. Thanks for joining us today. Let's take a look and see what we're seeing in terms of what people are using in their corporate environment. Looks like it's a mix of BYOD and corporate issued. Okay. This is very interesting. Oh, a lot of BYOD here. What do you think, Brendan?
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing as well, and that's both on this feed and also in real life, you know, from our interviews with our customers.
So with that, let's go ahead and get started. Brendan, if you could take it away.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Dean. Here at the MTC in Detroit, like many of the other MTCs, we have interaction with a lot of customers from various industries and various states of technology awareness. But one of the common themes that we've been seeing is that there's a great need for managing mobile devices. And that comes in two forms. Corporations, organizations, they desire the additional productivity that a user has when they're able to have access to email, collaborative documents, corporate information and applications. But at the same time, there's also a need to drive security. How do you make this information available in a way that users can be productive, but at the same time ensuring that there's very tight security controls, both for application access, making sure only the right people have access to it, and also protection on the device itself. How do you prevent against both malicious and non-malicious data loss? The device gets lost. Someone sees critical business information that they want to share with friends and social media. How do you put those controls around that, but at the same time making people productive? And one of the key ways of doing that is through our cloud technologies, like Office 365. Some of the industry trends that we are seeing involve the number of devices, the device explosion. For most organizations, they've been experiencing a large increase in the types of devices. Information workers throughout the world are carrying more and more devices into the workplace. For example, 52% of information workers across 17 countries report that they are currently or expect to use three or more devices for work-related activities. That includes both corporate devices and personally owned devices, home computers, mobile devices, tablets, smartphones, in addition to corporate supplied laptops. In addition, there's also an incredible need for application access. That is what makes a user productive when they're on the go. having access and being able to respond back to corporate instant messaging through Skype for Business, being able to access email and respond to that whether they're at a baseball game, having the ability to be out at a customer site and be able to query corporate data, but be able to do so in a secure fashion. There is also a huge explosion of data. 90% of the world's data has been created over the last 2 years. Many of that's machine-generated corporate data, that user data, but there's a lot of data that needs to be accessed, and how do you maintain a level of security? And then finally, there's cloud. About 45% of total IT spend will be cloud-related in 2020. And that is going to be very critical, especially since that data is cloud-driven. The solutions for managing those are often best cloud-driven as well. What IT is looking for is enable employees to work anywhere, anytime, evolve the business applications to meet new needs, to be able to push out applications that access that huge wealth of data, to that big data, giving the end users the data that they have close to where they're making the business decisions. And finally, cloud, making sure that the infrastructure will scale to meet the demands. The Microsoft philosophy on that is very people-centric. We have a lot of that information about the 52%. Almost a billion tablets are going to be used for work and home use by 2017. And 90% of organizations have multiple platforms that they're trying to support, whether they're corporate issued or, you know, bring from home. iOS, Android, Windows platform, BlackBerry. Now, how do you manage those needs? And that's always one of the critical questions. So you need to be able to map those business needs to IT needs as well, to make sure that the data is available and in a secure fashion. The core of the Microsoft philosophy has always really been the user. And that is also part of the IT philosophy as well, being able to enable the user and to a certain extent expect the user to work in a mobile environment, to have all the information they need to make the business decisions when they need it and the way that they need it. And that is often done through devices. Traditionally, that's been the desktop computer and laptop, and that is expanding very heavily to a plethora of other environments. Getting to the applications that they need, SharePoint, email, Skype for Business, collaborative websites, custom business applications, being able to get to the data. Because when the users have the data, then they can respond to it very quickly and respond more specifically, accurately. But you need to be able to provide that data in a way that reduces risk. IT has corresponding needs in those. User identity management. How do you ensure that the user connecting in is who they say they are? How do you provide correct authentication and authorization? Device management. If this data is being accessible through these devices, what are the terms and circumstances? Corporate on-prem only, through particular networks, secure devices, encrypted devices, access, containerization. And that falls then into mobile application management. If we're providing access to Office 365 SharePoint, for example, or email, or Skype for Business, how do we provide those application containers in a way that's secure? And thus we have the needs for data protection. When the data goes out, does IT lose control of it? What happens when IT does lose control? What is a business risk? What is a financial risk? What is the legal risk? Microsoft has a mobile strategy to address that. Our enterprise mobility vision is, again, the user collaborating with IT. The user brings devices. They have applications that are provided by IT, Office 365, custom developed applications. IT maintains control over the data, but when they're working together with a very people data-centric approach, what you have, the users can be productive on the devices they love while ensuring corporate assets are secure. Microsoft has a unified device management strategy, and it's very, very cloud-focused. We have our Windows Intune offering that does tie into on-premise solutions, so you can have a single pane of glass, that provides mobile device management, so that ability to ensure corporate policies are met on every device where data is accessed from. Application management, being able to deploy applications and being able to deploy them in a way that is secure, that can protect the user data, but at the same time allow user productivity. And then finally, at the back end, we can manage the devices that are thicker and richer, the mobile device management, and so the on-premise device management, again, across the multiple platforms. So what does mobile productivity look like? Well, first of all, we have to have it very simple for the end user. So we have to have simple registration. In the application stores, Microsoft publishes an application called Company Portal. And that is the registration hub to bring the user into the management environment. That is often done in a number of different ways. That the user is encouraged to do so, required by policy. One of the key factors is actually making access to the data being contingent upon such a registration. The initial means of providing managed productivity came many years ago when the concept of mobile device lockdown came in. That was encrypting the device, that was providing and enforcing PINs through mobile device management. What that did is it created a wrapper around the device itself. It provided device-level security. Now, that was a great step forward. It provided a means of protecting against data loss from when the device itself was accidentally left someplace, but it still had a lot of holes in there. Apps could share corporate data. So if someone received an email that had specific corporate data in there, there were no safeguards against sharing that out on social media, for example, or sending that out under private email, or copying the file off, you know, through Bluetooth or USB cable to an another unmanaged device and leveraging the data there. In addition, it also opened up data loss from accidental means. The device itself was a container. So if you unlocked the device and gave it to a small child so they could play games or watch videos on a car trip, for example, that opened you up for accidental data loss or manipulation by the small child. So the next means that came along was application and data containers. So what that did is it created a sandbox or a wrapper around certain applications so that you had a corporate email client, you had a corporate document reader, you had a corporate spreadsheet manager. And those applications could communicate in and amongst themselves, and that protected against that type of data loss, that accidental data loss from giving the device to a small child, or that deliberate data loss from cutting and pasting from a corporate spreadsheet and posting that out on social media, emailing it through private email. It created data containers. But that also, you know, still had some flaws. The data itself wasn't quite protected, and it only works on mobile device managed devices. So if there was the USB cable and they had access to it, then they could transfer that off. Or what do you do when you need to send business critical information to a person who does not have a mobile device managed system? So that's where we enter into a third category of mobile security, and that's the layer three or the data wrapping. What data wrapping means is that you're taking that information at the data level itself, the actual document, the file, the data, and you're providing management and encryption on that as well, so that the email attachment can be read on an unmanaged device, but still done securely because credentials and keys are needed to have access to it. Likewise, if that attachment was saved off and post it onto a, you know, cloud drive or share, transitioned off through Bluetooth, through USB cable onto an unmanaged device, the encryption and therefore the policy follows along with it. So at this point, when we combine all of those, the device management at layer one, the containerization application management at layer two, and the device and the data management at layer three, that's when we can provide a very secure and robust means of enabling mobile productivity. And those solutions are very, very well enabled in the cloud. Let's walk through a bit of an example. Here we have a user, Susan, who is... Here we have a user, Susan, who has a managed and application sealed device. So Susan goes through, she tries to connect to corporate email to Exchange. And at this point, she's blocked. The device is unmanaged. And that is a function of Office 365 and mobile device management and the ability to do conditional-based access. For example, we might only allow email synchronization down to a device that is actually mobile managed by IT. So Susan receives a blockage on that, and that directs her to enroll the device in our cloud offering, Microsoft Intune. So at that point, Susan has access to her email. She can send emails, she can open it up, she can work with it. But it's still containerized. So Susan tries to take information from an email and copy it into an unmanaged application. Here we have FreshPaint. She's denied. We have application-level security in place. On the other hand, Susan is able to take information from that email and save it out to OneDrive for Business, a managed cloud offering of Office 365. She could take information from there and paste it into PowerPoint. For example, finance information for a presentation she has up and coming. But each time she does that, that makes that data, that application, aware that this is business critical data and keeps that in the container. So now she tries to take that presentation and paste information from that into FreshPaint. She is denied. Now finally, let's say Susan leaves the company, or even something as simple as she has upgraded her tablet to the newest and latest and passed it on to her teenage daughter. She has the ability, or IT has the ability, to remotely wipe the device. So that takes off all the business applications, all the business data, but leaves the access to her personal information from OneDrive, from Dropbox, all her personal applications totally untouched. So any data that was on there, files that were saved down that have been encrypted, those are totally inaccessible and removed. Susan, or the device owner, no longer has access to open up any corporate information, including information that's been saved off. So let's take a look at how that would appear.
So let's take a look at the iPad now. And you will see on the desktop a number of things. You'll see a number of applications, most of which were installed through policy. But up in the upper left, you'll see the company portal. That is the application that I downloaded to actually do the registration process. If I had attempted to add my mail client in without registration, Office 365 by policy that I had defined would have prevented me from doing so. In the interest of time, I actually pre-registered so we can see what that looks like. When I look at the company portal, I'll see a number of things. We'll have published company applications, all of which have already been installed. I could browse by category. I could see contact information on my IT staff if I had any questions. I could go to a web version, a portal. But what's of really interest to me is the devices I have. I have an iPad. I have an Android phone. There's an RT tablet that's in there, plus a Windows 8.1 full-blown desktop. So all of those systems can be managed by Intune. The reason that a full-blown desktop might be of importance is if that's used for work-at-home environment, contractors, vendors, that you wanted to have a level of management over, provide applications to securely, but not necessarily use a full-blown management solution. So let's take a look at my iPad. We'll see a couple of things. I have the ability, first of all, to do a reset of my iPad. That would be useful if I wanted to deregister it from management and then do a factory wipe. So it's clean, no data on it, no personal applications, no personal information. That might be useful if I decide to sell my laptop or give it away to someone who's maybe outside my family and friends. I have the ability to do a removal. So that would mean that the personal data remains. Any of my configuration settings, my personal applications, personal email would all remain. But the management utility would be removed, and any corporate data, corporate managed applications would also be removed as well. So again, that would be useful if I had left the organization, moved on to a different role, and this was still my personal device, and I wanted to remove that, or maybe pass this on to a teen or something like that if I had moved on to a different type of device. Going back to the desktop, we can see the other applications. Now, these had all been installed by policy. I've got a remote desktop client, Outlook. I have a managed browser for if I wanted to tie a browser to a VPN profile that would enable me to look at internal web applications, but do so in a secure fashion. What I'm really going to be interested in now is some of the experience. So here's Outlook. So one of the things I can see, I see attachments that I could open in Word, for example. That's an availability. And all this data right here is operating inside a secure container. If I go over to OneDrive, for example, OneDrive for Business is a document store that can be used for me to file documents but have them available in a cloud-type format. This is part of Office 365. I have different folders here for budget, engineering, overviews. We'll concentrate on budget. Let's say I wanted to do some work with our 2015 IT budget. So I open that up and I can see a lot of information, hardware budget, server upgrade information. And I have the ability to copy this information. But let's say it was being a little bit malicious or not noticing, and I try to put it into a personal application. So I'm going to take some notes here and put it into Pages, which is a personal application that I installed from the App Store. So when I select into this application, one thing you'll notice, I do not see any ability to paste. Excel has recognized that the data came from a business location, OneDrive for Business, and it thus is protected and containerized that data. Likewise, if I open up my personal email and I try and paste that data into personal email, I see that I no longer have that capability. Personal email, again, is outside that business environment. So what are my options then? Let's say, okay, I wanted to make some notes in my for my budget 2015 meeting to come out. So I tap into here, and now I have the ability to paste. Again, Outlook has recognized through its enlightenment and the management policies that this is business data, so it allows me to paste it into another business application, in this case, standard OneNote. But I also have a personal life. So if I go into Excel, I had just been looking at that, but I wanted to start taking a look at my daughter's soccer team. Let's say I wanted to pass out contact information from there. Now this is coming from OneDrive Personal, so which is a same application, OneDrive, but this is my personal data being stored on my personal side, OneDrive for Consumer versus OneDrive for Business. So I can take that information there, can select all the contact information, copy that over, and now I have the capability of going into my personal email and I can paste through. So the same application, Excel or Office, you know, all the applications can recognize that distinction between business and personal data. So I don't have to jump in between a personal spreadsheet manager and a corporate spreadsheet manager, a corporate document reader versus a personal document reader. Personal and business can be leveraged with the same applications, the same native Office that your users are used to seeing. And more specifically, it requires one management policy for this entire environment, and I don't have to retrain users. I don't have to worry, for example, that if I go into PowerPoint, that my PowerPoints won't have proper rendering. Likewise with Excel. You know, if I have a chart in a particular document, can I be sure that the charting would render correctly? In the Office applications, you can be sure of that. So that's some of the real power of leveraging Office 365 in conjunction with Intune. It allows me to leverage native Office applications on the platforms themselves and do so in a way that is respectful of both my personal life and my business life. So let's go back over to the presentation.
One of the key takeaways you saw in the demo is we were using the native Office applications. The same Word, the same Excel, the same PowerPoint, the same OneNote that users already know. But we're using them in a managed context. We're not requiring the users to learn a separate email client, a separate Word document reader, a separate spreadsheet manager. We're asking them to use Office, what they're familiar with already. And but we're doing so in a way that's containerized and application managed. The same Office that they have access to through their Office 365 subscription enables them to use these applications on their mobile device in a way that they create and edit documents, but in a way that's also IT managed so that the creation of the documents is managed securely. Business data and personal data can be kept separate, but at the same time leveraging the same application, the same Word, Excel, PowerPoint, OneNote that the users already know. Now, how do we make that happen? Well, that's Office 365 in conjunction with our Cloud Intune offering. So we have a direct management of the devices, so we can push down policy and force encryption. We can enable conditional access so that user information is only synchronized down from Exchange, from Office 365, if the device meets certain compliance requirements. Intune adds the ability to do the over-air enrollment of the devices through that registration process. It gives you mobile device inventory information that can be cloud-enabled or actually even synchronized down and communicated with your system center environment as well, so that it's a single pane of glass for management. Settings management for both security and application information. Settings management for document encryption for rights management services. That's part of Office 365. And that layer 3, a very critical piece that is often overlooked in a corporate environment. And all that together enables data protection for the corporate environment. So what Intune provides is the ability to enable in users so they have a consistent experience across the devices, very simple enrollment, automatic connection to apps and data, a unified environment. This is one of the few solutions that will tie directly into your configuration manager environment, so that gives IT a single pane of glass, the ability to deploy applications to a user, whether it's on a Windows device, a Macintosh, iOS, Android, Windows, deploy the application, and it follows the user. In addition, it provides the ability to protect the data, the remote wipe, the managed application capability, email profile configuration, selective wipe, so that if the user loses their laptop, passes it on, leaves the company, IT or the user can initiate the proper wipe. Now, how would we go about deploying those solutions? Well, first, you know, critical is your Office 365 subscription. That Intune can be easily added onto that, and that provides that cloud management layer for key corporate data. That enables the device management. It enables the application management. It enables the data management security. And that's a cloud-only solution. No additional infrastructure required. So it gives some IT very powerful tools for managing the key collaborative and data sources in their organization. In addition, we also offer the capability of tying that into System Center. So now we've got that single pane of glass, a single management source for Windows, for Mac OS, for Linux, for Android, for iOS, for Windows Phone. And I'll do that through a single pane of glass. The cloud at that point becomes a collection and management agent. But the control, it resides now with the IT device management crew, so they can control these devices, deploy settings and policy to them, no matter what type of device, any corporate-owned, you know, bring-your-own-device type environment. We have a very powerful solution for that. Be able to do complete inventory reports, be able to do security and management reports. Again, we've got a single pane of glass. Are we updated in our environment across a plethora of operating systems and devices? Those types of reports are very important to IT. So what do we get in Office 365 and mobile security? Well, first of all, there's that conditional access to email. What that gives us the ability to do, as I mentioned, was to control who has access. You know, we can enable browser access. That's been around for years. And through browser policy, exchange policy, we can control if the attachments can be downloaded or if they're forced to open up in an Office web browser, for example, to protect the data loss, keep it centralized. We can choose to allow access down to the device through conditional access. So if the device meets certain settings, that they're enrolled, encrypted, a passcode set, they're not jailbroken, then the user now has the ability to connect to Office 365 and verify that their policy, you know, is enforced. Let's say that they enrolled the device and it's unencrypted, there's no password code set, and it happens to be jailbroken. Well, they change those over, and now they have that access. So here we have the management console, and that gives us a number of different opportunities. We have the ability to control application policy. So here's the policy that I used in my demo environment. So we could restrict web content to a managed browser, prevent access to iTunes and iCloud. And this is where we have the ability to control data access to other applications. In my environment, I decided to choose managed policy applications can only transfer data. I could restrict cut, copy, and paste strictly through managed applications, but had the ability to paste in information from outside applications into a policy managed. Requirements for PIN. So this allows me to control access to the container so that I can pass this off to a young child and they would not be able to open up Word, Excel, or PowerPoint or have access to any business information. At the same time, I can control through the Intune console application exchange online policy. So I could choose, for example, to do what Susan experienced, to block access to email. Here's where we can see that it's tied into Active Directory. These groups that you see here are Active Directory groups that have been that is synchronized into Azure Active Directory. So I could say that for Exchange remote users, for example, they now have that capability, that they are now blocked from going access to there. But on the other hand, there might be certain people, let's say IT, unfortunately commonly executives, that require exclusions for that, so they can use other devices. So we can create Active Directory groups that exclude those people as well. And then what are we going to do? Now we can choose to block access to email from devices that are not supported. So the end result here is we are now able to do very fine Active Directory integrated controls as to who has access to email. Can they download that to their device? What type of policy the device has to have? So now we've got a very robust solution that enables the users to have the mobile productivity needs that they need, that the business wants them to have, but at the same time to satisfy the IT needs of security and manageability. Together, we have a very powerful solution with Office 365 with the collaboration and the mobile controls tied in with Intune to provide application management and device management plus inventory control. So we have a very, very robust solution, very powerful, that enables very high productivity levels in a mobile environment. So that was how to manage and deploy devices and applications through Office 365 and manage them in a secure way. So what we've shown is a mobility vision that was very user-centric, that allowed them to use the devices they love across a wide variety of platforms, to have access to the applications that they know and that are familiar with, to be able to get to their data, but do so in a way that is under control and management of IT. So the organization now has the ability for the users to be productive on the devices they love while ensuring that the corporate data and their assets are secure so that the needs of the user, the needs of the business, and the needs of IT are all satisfied in a very robust solution. So back to you, Dean.
Wow, that was a lot. Thanks, Brendan. I know we're running low on time, so I'll kind of go through this real quickly. We have a bunch of resources that are available if you want to learn more about this. They're listed here. We're going to make the presentation available after the session, so you'll be able to download this and access these sites. The key one I'll call out here is we had a Microsoft Ignite conference back in May or so, where we went into the great detail on all these all this. We spent multiple sessions, each of them 75 minutes long. So if you want to learn more about that, please check out that site. If you'd like to learn more about how to secure mobile devices, please contact the person who invited you to this session, and we could set up a session with you to work out your mobile device security strategy. We have MTCs around the globe, and I'm here in Southern California. Brendan's in Detroit. We have guys in each state and country around the world can help you. If you want to learn more about what's coming up, we have sessions in August. We kick off our Building the Intelligent Cloud series. We'll be talking about that. And you can register for those sessions at aka.ms/mtcstudio. But what I'd like to do is maybe move now to a live Q&A. I was looking through all the Q&A coming in. There's a couple things if we can bring Brendan back. Let's see if we can. Hey,
yep.
Brendan.
Hey.
One of the key questions I saw in there, a couple ones. One was Office 365, our entire platform won't secure against the malicious user. So if a user decides to take out their cell phone, there was a question about the screenshots. We can't protect against that, right? If someone takes out their cell phone.
Yeah.
Or takes, you know, in some of the other cases in the past is, what if I take my laptop to a Xerox machine, you know? We can't protect against that, but, you know, against... Well, it's more of just helping the user understand if they accidentally potentially copy their file into a personal. Is that correct, Brendan, or what's your take on that?
Yeah, very much so. Security is always about risk mitigation, trying to reduce the amount of risk and the channels of risk. And there is no security solution that is entirely perfect. And as you mentioned, yes, it's possible to take screenshots and email that out. Yes, it's possible to take out your DLSR and take pictures of your screen or bring it over to the copier. So yes, there's no security solution that's 100% true. What we're trying to show here is some ways of really mitigating some of the risk in your environment.
And the next common question I saw on the Q&A channel was, Office 365 provides some mobile device security protection. And you also mentioned Intune as our next step up, and you kind of blurred between the two of them. Available in Office 365? And I know and this is probably going to be out of date probably next week, because we're adding more capabilities to Office 365 as we speak. Because I know last year, Office 365 didn't have any mobile device management capabilities, and we started shifting some of the features from Intune into Office 365. But as of today, what's available in Office 365 versus Intune? And maybe that's going to be shifting in the future as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah, in Office 365, you have that layer one security. That's where you put a wrap around the device. Through Exchange Active Sync policies, you're able to set password or PIN requirements, force drive encryption, and do things like remote wipe. So that's the layer one security piece is covered by Office 365. And that's been around for a while, so I didn't spend too much time on that, so I do apologize if that was of interest to you as well. And also at the other end, the layer three security, the layer where we're providing the encryption of the data files themselves, that comes in through Rights Management Services, which is part of most of the plans for Office 365.
If you're unsure if Rights Management Services is included in your Office 365 plan, please contact your Microsoft licensing rep. But in most of the plans, it is provided as well for any of the content that's created or manipulated in Office 365.
I gotcha. So you got the rights management piece and the conditional access piece, which is included in Office
365. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the layer one, the layer three security, where Intune adds value is providing that layer two, the application security, the ability to prevent the data from being copied out between applications and to manage the applications. Also providing deeper insight into the conditional access for things like jailbreak detection and more consistent device level protection. They'll also protect again on the container as well. So you've got two different layers, two different password policies, being able to provide a PIN, for example, to open up Word for business documents. That's where Intune would add value.
Well, thanks for that clarification, Brendan, because I know that's kind of confusing. And but there are built-in capabilities in Office 365. So if you have an Office 365 tenant already, you've got the layer one and layer three. But if you need that additional protection, what Brendan went through on layer two, that's what you need to extend and add the Intune layer on top of that. And that's how you could get that complete solution. So
that's correct.
Gotcha. Well, anyway, I know we ran over a little bit on time, folks. I wanted to thank everybody for coming this week. And we'll be here next week with our series starting Building the Intelligent Cloud. Thank you, Brendan, for attending, and thank you all. We wanted to wish you a great week. See ya.